Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes in from Donald. He writes, there was once much interest in the WOW signal recorded some time ago. Has a consensus conclusion been reached? Thanks, Donald. The WOW signal you refer to was detected in 1977 at Ohio State University's Big Ear radio telescope. Astronomer Jerry Amon observed an unusually strong signal originating from the direction of the Sagittarius constellation. On the printout chart, he circled the corresponding high numbers and wrote WOW beside them. And he was right to be impressed, as the phenomenon which might have caused such a reading has yet to be identified. To share more details, and to address your question, Donald, here's former BBC space editor David Whitehouse.
Well, this wasn't a search for extraterrestrial signals or beacons, although that had been done many times before. This was an all-sky search, looking at the radio sky at the frequency of hydrogen. Hydrogen is the most common element in the universe, and it gives off characteristic radiation at 1420 megahertz, the H line. It had been suggested earlier on, 10, 20 years earlier, that because this H line was so common and well known to all astronomers, wherever they were, it might be a good place to put a signal that people would pick up. When this very strange signal turned up, and it was very strange, some people have suggested that perhaps this was a beacon, but they couldn't identify any particular object within the reception area. And that's applied ever since. We've looked at it with very deep telescopes, very precise observations, and we found nothing there.
So, to Donald's question, if it isn't a signal from aliens, are there any theories as to what natural phenomena might have been behind the signal?
There was a couple of years ago a survey done with different telescopes of dwarf stars, red dwarf stars, which occasionally give off explosions of radiation. And this was done with the Arecibo radio telescope, which is now collapsed. And they found similar type of signals, but much weaker. They thought perhaps from excited clouds of hydrogen. Something excited the hydrogen, caused it to what we call super radiate, almost like a laser, a microwave laser, and give a blast of very intense short radiation. But the trouble with that was is that every example of that was 100 times fainter than this particular WOW signal. So whether or not what we saw with the WOW signal was that same type of event, but due to circumstances much, much stronger, we don't know.
What can you say other than WOW? If it were a signal from aliens, you might have thought they'd try to remove some of the ambiguity. But until we can say for sure what Jerry Amon detected on that day in 1977, I suppose we can't rule it out. Thanks to David Whitehouse, and if you want to learn more about the search for ET, you can read his book, which I can thoroughly recommend, The Alien Perspective. That's all for this week. Join us next time when we'll be answering this question from another of our listeners.
Hi, this is Alan from Ottawa, Canada. We know that many animals use the magnetic fields of the planet for navigation, some for short distances and some for long migratory flights. We also know that the magnetic poles are constantly moving. My question is this: how does the movement of the magnetic poles affect the navigation for these animals? Thank you very much.
If you think you know the answer, why not log on to our forum and have your say? It's nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own to chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.